This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha beginning today. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand today and flag off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tatanagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tatanagar Junction Railway Station. He will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. Mr. Modi will also distribute sanction letters to 20,000 Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen beneficiaries in Tatanagar. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will be present on the occasion. Mr. Chauhan said Prime Minister will also transfer more than 5 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries through a single click. Mr. Chauhan added that a housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed houses of 46,000 beneficiaries will also be held. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for increased cooperation and coordination between NIA and state anti-terrorism squads to strengthen the counter-terrorism architecture. He said this while chairing the second day of the two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. In his remarks, Home Minister appealed to state DGPs to work towards achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a prosperous, strong and a developed India by 2047. Home Minister proposed a detailed strategy to augment counter-terrorism efforts, including cooperation with international agencies and enhance capacities to prevent terror financing. Mr. Shah underscored that substantial progress had been achieved in solving legacy national security concerns such as Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and Northeast. Kerala is celebrating Thiruvanam today, the most auspicious day of Onam, the biggest cultural festival of the state. Keralites across the globe, irrespective of religious affiliations, is celebrating the festival in full vigour. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Onam. In her message, the president said, Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. She also expressed gratitude to farmers who work tirelessly to feed the nation. President Murmu said, the festival of prosperity also encourages people to promote social harmony. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from November 20th to 28th. Through this section, IFFI will also focus on Indian debut films, showcasing a diverse range of narratives and cinematic styles from across the country. Entries for the Best Debut Indian Film section are open now, with September 23rd as the deadline for submission. Doordarshan completes 65 years of its glorious journey today. Established on 15 September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's broadcasting era. The then President Rajendra Prasad inaugurated the first broadcast on that day. Over the years, Doordarshan has grown into a network operating 35 satellite channels, of which 6 are all India channels and 22 are regional channels 24/7. Russia and Ukraine have exchanged 206 prisoners of war who were captured during their ongoing conflict. Russian Defense Ministry said that a total of 103 Russian servicemen who were taken prisoner in Kursk region have been released. In exchange, 103 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been transferred. Ace Indian javelin throw athlete Neeraj Chopra finished at second position in Brussels with a best throw of 87.86 metre at the Diamond League final last night. Neeraj missed out the top spot by just 1 centimetre margin. Paris Olympics bronze medalist Anderson Peters hurled the spear to a distance of 87.87 metre to claim the top position. Meanwhile, Julian Weber of Germany, with his best attempt of 85.97 metre, finished third. In the Chess Olympia 2024, the Indian team in both the open and women's category achieved an impressive 3.5 to 0.5 win in the fourth round held in Budapest yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.